This is a collection of Z's exchanges at the ASC2K message board over a period of a few months in 2005. ASC2K was founded by David Wilcock and managed by a number of people. The first one was in September 2005. Names of other participants have been omitted. Z here, a comment upon X's posting. How does one part of the universe know about the existence, the state, or the condition of another part of the universe? Something connects the two parts. Herman Weil says that there is no such thing as one and the same increment of energy which constitutes a charge at any two adjacent increments of time. That means that energy is constantly, continuously flowing into and out of every charge. When I use a walkie-talkie, the signal doesn't just flow through the air, it flows through everything in the path of the signal. Why is it that it can be stated that E equals mc squared? Energy has a value-following relationship to what we call mass times the velocity of light squared. Why is the velocity of light squared? Because of the light that constitutes the structure of the charge and the light that constitutes the motion of the charge. All mass is made up of these charges. Quarks are charge fractions. Light is reflected. Light is absorbed and perhaps refracted. Light is transmitted, such as when we have kinds and degrees of transparency. There is recoil. When and where light is absorbed, it interacts in various ways. When and how does it provide for knowing? Do we simulate what we know? Do I have you in me in order to know you? Each of your cells have biochemical reactions at the rate of between 4,000 and 125,000 biochemical reactions per second per cell. You are pretty eventful. What do I know of who or what you are by the information I may gain from what flows from you? Truth cannot be contained or conveyed in words. Words are a very poor map of the reality we inhabit. Zen advises us to stop talking in our heads. Zen advises thusness or suchness. Planck's constant is the energy per beat of frequency of light. That is one energy parceling system. What about the harmonics and subharmonics of that energy parceling system? So I support X's caution as he speaks in the following. Worms. Z. The next one was written Sunday, September the 25th, 2005. From Z. Dear Y. Thank you for your direct, ruthlessly honest description of the challenge you face. I became a Christian when I was 15 years old. I was born in 1935, so you know how old I am. I attended Bible college and or seminary. I learned Greek so that I could translate the New Testament from its original language. I was ordained. I have married people, and I have baptized people. Then I learned about Edgar Cayce and Gnostic beliefs. My first introduction to another scheme of truth was in my third year of seminary, when I was the president of the student body. I found out that December 25th was Mithra's birthday, not the birthday of Jesus. I was part of the same church in which Cayce was a Bible school teacher. I found out that there were about 80 biographies of Jesus, not just the four in the New Testament. I learned about Constantine and his gathering of church leaders in the 4th century. Over the years, the number of scheme-enlarging bodies of information have been numerous. I originally graduated in architecture. I practiced architecture for some years. I took my state exam in architecture in 1956. I went back to university and became a physicist. I completed 9 more semesters of university work between 1983 and 1986. I have perhaps 30 books by or about Edgar Cayce. I leaned into the prophecies about 1998. I was disappointed and, frankly, shaken. I have spent time at ARE in Virginia Beach. I have and have read the book by Wynne Free. I have read all of the texts able to be downloaded from Ascension 2000. I have and have read the volumes of materials from Carla Ruckert. The scheme enlargement will take you to the Nag Hammadi. I just wanted you to know, someone who has been where you are and moved through the scheme enlarging processes just before you. I will be pleased to share the transformations that have occurred for me. I have a beautiful marriage with a companion that is on the path with me. Every day we talk and think about the themes of that path. It is indeed straight and narrow. However, nothing you have ever done or have ever been disqualifies you. It only qualifies you by showing you the way things work. We reap what we sow. The creation itself awaits with groaning the revealing of the children of light. Now it is our responsibility to be children of light. Your friend, Z. This next one was written Tuesday, October the 4th, 2005. Subject is using the attention of our group. Z here. There is a craftsmanship and a morality involved in using the attention of our group. What is this knowing by connection versus knowing representationally? Isn't it dissolving the boundaries of self? We need to have what we use, and use what we have, even in the realm of knowledge. We need to be useful. We need to seek being useful. I seek to be a universal functionary. How can I fulfill the purposes of the oneness? How can I relate more to more extensively, and more appropriately? That is the function of life and of intelligence. There, that is enough. That is using enough attention for the moment. Worms, Z. This next one from Z is written October the 6th, 2005, and the title is Dark Night of the Soul. Dear X, there is no darkness, only blindness. When we close, when we utter the question, what am I experiencing, versus the question, what am I creating, we experience the dark night of the soul. Thank you for sharing so openly your experiences. I am attempting to share mine. My second daughter died in March, in her sleep. She had 2 daughters. I remember being away on her 5th birthday, forgetting it. I was lecturing at a series of universities. It was important to her. She was 46 years old when she died. I have 7 children and just became a great-grandfather. I wrote one time, "You cannot substitute the love of your own children for the love of all other children, but neither can you substitute the love of all other children for the love of your own." My experience with Jill produced one of the dark nights of my soul. There have been many others. Now I seek gracefulness. I am learning to hold the question continuously in my heart. What am I creating? I mean, with my thoughts. with my imaginations.